Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
We look at our children as the way he looks at us. And if we can embrace that, what a beautiful reflection we can give to them. Let me just quickly unpack beauty. The book is divided into three parts. The first one is hello, and it helps us wake up to how crazy we think and how much God truly does love us. The second part is on beauty, and the last part is on full, how we can have all of it. But the elements in beauty, I see five elements. First is your voice, which is your unique personality. Susie is going to be one woman, I'm going to be another, and Jenny, you're going to be another. And we need to unapologetically embrace that person that we are. The second element is vessel, which is our physical body. But think of it this way. A vessel is a container. If you look at your bathroom area, you're going to see a toothpaste tube. You're going to see a cup that you're going to take your vitamins with. Each container holds something and gives access to the thing it holds. We are the containers that house God on this planet. And others get to access him through us. And when we look at our physical nature that way, it's going to have flesh and curves, but also brain and power. And those things are so important to housing God. The third element of beauty is womb, or for men, craft. And that is our creative potential. Men and women were made to procreate, yes, but also for more. We're made to bring forth children, but we're also made to bring forth ideas and relationships and concepts in this world. And then comes scar, our painful story. Those things which we think disqualify us, whether they've been done to us or we've done them, when we place them in God's hands, can actually further qualify us to embrace our painful scar. And last, and one caller touched on this, is our sway, our influential legacy. Women were created to have influence just as men were. And there's a number of ways we can do it, whether it's, as Jenny, you just shared, with holding your baby and then the concentric circles out from there, or maybe it's in business, or maybe it's in your community, or maybe it's in your relationships, extended family. But we were made to influence others. When we address and identify and discover each of these five elements, voice, vessel, womb, scar, and sway, and embrace all of those, we realize God sees us as full-orbed in our beauty, not one-dimensional. We need each other. Yeah. I'm not going to have the same strengths or weaknesses that you are, and vice versa. And so when I think, oh, it's so terrible at math and numbers, and I can't keep my checking balance, you know, accurate, but my husband or my friend or my daughter is good at that, instead of, you know, just flailing around at myself for being such a loser, I can see my need and reach out for help to another friend who is good at that. And it gives her an advocacy place to stand. So both and, it's like the things that we may not be good at, God can help improve. But we also realize how much we need to be in relationship to do life together.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.